Welcome to the Capital Minute, where we are teaching citizens about God and government minutes at a time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Reverend Perry Gauthier with Capital Studies International.
And so it begins, civil government. Why on earth is government here? To answer that, let's go back to the beginning of time and the beginning book of the Bible, Genesis. First, let me say that the institution of the state does indeed exist to moralize a culture using legal force. President George Washington said, in one word, government is force. Simply summarized, government is law enforcement, it is legal force. The state exists to use legal force to moralize a culture from the outside in. That's an important difference from the church, which changes a culture from the inside out by teaching morals and ethics educationally. Martin Luther King Jr. knew such force didn't change the heart, but restrained the heartless. He knew that valuing only one institution, the church, in fighting evil was to have only one half of the truth. God-honoring cultures do have good governments that enforce morality as God defines it. They enforce safety from crime by protecting humans from such evil behavior. And so it begins? Yes, let's go back to the dawn of civil government. If government is law enforcement, let's look at the initial installation of the institution of civil government on earth. Genesis chapter 9. When God had finished punishing the earth for unimaginable evils, murder, continual debauchery, and crime, Noah's ark had come to a rest. The flood was over, the ground was dry, and God started over with humanity. He instituted civil government in Genesis 9. Humans on our spinning globe would keep sinning on that dry globe. God knew, even after the flood, they would hurt each other in criminal ways. Interestingly enough, the only law mandated by God for civil government at the time of its post-Noahic flood institution was the human civil punishment for the blood-shedding murder of human beings who are made in God's image. The only criminal penalty given at that time was the highest possible civil penalty for the worst possible human crime. We will note in Genesis 9, 5, and 6, with its timeless civil governmental command of capital punishment for murder, that it was written centuries before the law of Moses was ever given, centuries before the nation of Israel even existed. Now here's our Bible verse, Genesis 9, 5, and 6, where God commanded to all mankind through Noah in the worldwide Noahic covenant, quote, "Surely I will require your lifeblood from every beast and from every man and from every man's brother. I will require the life of man." Verse 6 says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood must be shed." And here's the reason why. "Because in the image of God he made man." The Hebrew word shed in that verse is shafak and means pour out large quantities of blood causing death. It paints a very graphic word picture. The gushing crimson crime in view here in Genesis 9:6 is violent, evil murder. So the civil punishment in Genesis 9:6 must fit the crime. 4 years ago, watching a certain state senator promoting a certain law, said in his local newspaper that, quote, "the punishment should fit the crime," unquote. I liked that. I doubt the senator knows Latin, but theologians have a Latin phrase for what he said. It is lex talionis, meaning the law of civil retaliation. How do civil governments retaliate on this dry planet against human criminals committing sweating crimes? even shedding the wet blood of fellow humans. They retaliate with the lex talionis law of retaliation. Let me explain. The first crime that civil government was instituted to punish was murder, quote, pouring out large quantities of human blood causing death, unquote. How gory. The punishment was to fit the crime in a parallel way, an equal but opposite way. So the verse says that by man, human civil government, the righteous retaliation is a, quote, large pouring out of human blood causing death, unquote, capital punishment. This punishment was not more, not less, but fitting to the crime. Yes, matching. Yes, equal. Lex talionis. The punishment was parallel. The punishment was just. The punishment fit the crime. Did you notice these words in Genesis 9:6, quote, from every man's brother, unquote? In the worldwide family of humanity, we are our brother's keeper. Loving people the way God defines love is the highest virtue and the very core of God's will. Murder, then, is the polar opposite of God's will. Theologically, it is violently striking out at Creator God Himself in high defiance. To murder is to wrongfully kill an object of God's highest affection, a human being. Murder is the greatest crime. So it began, civil government, in Genesis chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. It began after Noah's flood with only one law, capital punishment for premeditated murder. Martin Luther King Jr. was right. Civil governments can't change the heart, but governments can punish the heartless. For the Capital Minute, I'm Perry Gothier.
We at the Capital Minute want to hear from you. Please send us your questions about faith and politics to Perry at capitalstudies.org. That's CAPITOL studies.org.